Ooh, this time just flies by every Saturday. I don't know how that happens. And always, like I said, we have more content than we can fit into the hour with Farmer Greg. We're talking, you know, the big mindset and driver for you is just, it's not sustainability, but it's regenerative.
Regenerative.
Yeah. And, you know, not relying on the food source being trucked into the cities that, mm-hmm. you know, obviously out here in the desert can come from a long ways away, and just being able to not be reliant on that supply. And you've had a vision of teaching the entire city how to grow its own
yes.
food.
Yes. That's my goal. My goal between now and when I die, I'm 57 years old, is to create Phoenix into a food secure place, which means it's a place that we grow much of our own food. And the crazy thing about our food system, and I'm not complaining about the food system, it feeds what, 330 million people three times a day in this country. So it's an eloquent system. But the crazy thing is that the food's coming from very far. And so much of it, up to 80% of our fruits and vegetables, come from outside of the country. And so much of that we can grow in our front and backyard. You know, fruits, we can grow fruits, we can grow vegetables. You know, our friend Kari had goats, mm-hmm. lamb that she was growing in her backyard. We have chickens now, but I've also done meat birds. You know, so growing your own food, it's actually quite simple. Not that it doesn't take work, but it's quite simple. And really, that's my message, is how can we create a food secure Phoenix between now and when it's no longer time for me to be here? I figure I got another 25 years.
Well, you sold yourself short there a little bit.
Well, there you go. There you go.
All right. It's obviously, in any of that, whether you're meat birds, lambs, goats, chickens, or fruit trees, water's a big component of that.
Water is definitely a big component of it. And being conscious of where your water's coming from. And I think, moving forward, that it's just going to get more challenging. You know, with the droughts, and there's really no end in sight with the droughts. You know, we've, at the Urban Farm, I'm at 16th Street in Glendale. Before the monsoon started, from January 1 to July 1, we had gotten less than a half inch of rain in that mm-hmm. 6 month period. Now we've doubled it since then, thank gosh. Yeah, we've doubled it since then, but we have to be really, really cognizant of the water that we have, the water that we use, how we're using it, the different ways that we can repurpose it and reuse it, the stacking function piece that I mentioned earlier.
And just how fast your recovery time is, bringing everything back up to that 7 inches. You know, that's what, especially if we're talking natural landscape, mm-hmm. that's what the plants here are designed for and used to, that 7 inches of rain they can survive very well on.
Right.
Well, if we go this whole span of drought, being able to take the water that's going on the roof and channeling it to that bush, you know, you can bring it closer to that 7 inches
right.
if you're only getting 3 inches of rain that year.
Exactly. Just repurposing it. We're doubling it up. Yeah. So some cool resources.
Okay.
Some cool resources. First of all, I have urbanfarmwater.com is one of my landing pages at the Urban Farm. I have a rainwater harvesting class that I give there. You can sign up for that. There is the Arizona graywater regulations from Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. So that, you know, definitely go to AZDEQ's website looking for those. Brad Lancaster. He's a buddy of mine. We go back a few decades. He is the guru of rainwater harvesting. He's written a couple of books on it. And his website is harvestingrainwater.com. You can go check that out. He's got lots of great resources. He's in Tucson.
And I have seen a lot of rainwater harvest systems installed in Tucson.
Oh, yeah.
That is a common practice there.
Yep. Yeah, well, and one of the things they're doing, remember we mentioned stormwater earlier?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things they're doing with the stormwater is they're actually cutting the curbs. So Brad's designed a system where you make one curb cut. You know, you cut the curb away for about a foot and a half, and put a basin in on the not street side, on the dirt side. And so when the water runs by, it fills up the basin, but it doesn't run through the basin because the basin's higher than the street, mm-hmm. or the edge of the basin's higher than the street. So the basin fills up and doesn't flood out when you got that stormwater coming in. Now you have to deal with the, you know, stuff coming in off of the street, and you, I don't know that you'd want to plant food there, but to shade streets, you know, to actually start creating shaded streets in our neighborhoods, that's a great way to do it. And they've started doing that in Phoenix as well, the actual curb cuts.
Very cool. And that is rainwater...
Harvestingrainwater.com.
Got it. Harvestingrainwater.com. Yeah. Brad Lancaster?
Brad Lancaster, yeah.
Very exactly. interesting. Well, we've got just about a minute to wrap up here.
I'm very excited. So our fruit tree, our 19th annual fruit tree season starts on September 1st. We have a huge event that we do. You can find out about it at urbanfarm.org on the front page. I'm bringing in speakers from Tucson and California. We're talking about extreme tree care and all those things that we can do. It's a half a day event. It's free. We're giving away ball caps. I'm an urban farmer. Ball caps. We'll be giving away fruit trees and so on and so on. So urbanfarm.org if you want to learn about fruit trees in the desert.
Time and date for that?
September 1st, 9 a.m. At North Phoenix Baptist Church.
One at 9 a.m.
North Phoenix Baptist. In their fellowship hall.
And that is that on Central?
Central and Bethany Home.
Okay. Got it. All right. Well, Farmer Greg, we appreciate it. And again, urbanfarm.org for additional information on, you know, bringing your home into a sustainable food source.